is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this Hump Day Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open. If you've never sent me a text message before, please do so. Greatly appreciate that. Text line is 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. No links to any videos or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon when I hang up the microphone. But if you've never texted me before, you've listened to the show, you've been somewhat inclined to do so in the past, never yet triggered that first text message to me, please send it to me. Tell me your first name in the city you're listening to the show, how you're listening to the show. Is it on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan? Is it on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, or the radio station's website? The call letters, WCHY, Work Constant Hits of Yesteryear.us. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information happening out on the campaign trail, because now we are just 13 days away. Not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, August 4th, is primary election day. And I'm getting all choked up over it. Had a meeting last night of the Antrim County Republican Party in Bel Air at the county building. And Ralph Rebant showed up to speak on behalf of Perry Johnson and his campaign to answer questions for Perry, because Perry had another event downstate. No one from the John James campaign showed up to speak and represent the congressman in his run for governor. Well, toward the end of the meeting, things were kind of wrapping up. I raised my hand. Mr. Chairman, point of order. That put everybody in the room on notice that I was utilizing Robert's Rules of Order. I was recognized by Chairman Marv Rubing. I asked a question. Mr. Chairman, does the Antrim County bylaws provide for the endorsement of a candidate in an open primary election with challengers? Chairman Rubing reached down and grabbed the bylaws. He has them, as always, right next to him at the gavel. He looked it up and he read the Antrim County bylaws directly to those members that were present. Yes, he answered. Antrim County bylaws do provide for the endorsement in an open election with challengers if no challengers, no candidates are in the room during the vote, and the motion to endorse must be passed with two-thirds of the members attending said monthly meeting. I said, well, in light of that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that the Antrim County Republican Party endorse Perry Johnson for governor in this upcoming August 4th primary. Immediately there was support, there was discussion, and in the end, it passed by one vote more than necessary over the two-third majority. More than two-thirds plus one person voted in the affirmative to endorse Perry Johnson, and therefore they did. So Antrim County Republican Party is putting out a press release to the people of our county that we have, as a board, as a membership party, with two-thirds plus one vote, voted to endorse Perry Johnson for governor. I'd ask that you do that with your county party as well. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. Well, also, the Oakland County Republican Party joint statement put out by their chairman Vance Patrick and Terry Nalamathu put out a statement just 4 days ago with a very well-written endorsement, observation, and pointing out the fact that they, as a Oakland County Republican Party, have endorsed Perry Johnson for governor as well. This is their statement that Vance Patrick put out on his X account. Throughout this gubernatorial campaign, we had hoped to remain neutral. We believe Republican voters deserve the opportunity to choose their nominee without interference from party leadership. But circumstances have changed in this upcoming August 4th Republican primary for governor. With Mike Cox's decision to withdraw from the race, we believe we have a responsibility to speak honestly about what is at stake. Nothing is more important than ensuring Republicans win in November for all elected offices in Lansing, as well as a new U.S. Senator to represent us in Washington, D.C. We have spent years working alongside thousands of volunteers to rebuild Republican momentum in Oakland County. We know firsthand how difficult it is to earn back the trust of the voters, persuade independents, and compete in one of the toughest political environments in Michigan. The next nominee for governor must be capable of expanding our coalition, inspiring the grassroots, and being able to make a compelling case to voters who will decide this election on November 3rd. After careful consideration, we believe the Republican candidate best to do that is Perry Johnson. This is not a decision we have made lightly. John James' congressional district includes much of Oakland County. Yet over the past several years, we have watched him repeatedly treat Oakland County Republicans, our volunteers, and our grassroots activists with disrespect and disdain. Rather than working in good faith, John James has too often chosen division over partnership, and his political calculations over party unity. He's also abandoned his constituents by immediately shifting his focus to another campaign for higher office instead of serving the people who elect him to serve us in his present office. This pattern has been deeply disappointing. Winning statewide requires building coalitions, respecting the grassroots, strengthening the Republican team from the ground up. Our experience has been the opposite, and we can no longer ignore it as we consider who gives our party the best opportunity to win in November against the Democrats. We believe our Republican Party cannot afford another statewide loss. Michigan cannot afford another 4 years of Democratic control. We, therefore, must nominate the candidate who gives us the strongest opportunity to win in November. John James has already been the Republican nominee in two statewide elections. He ran for U.S. Senate and lost twice in a statewide race, despite the unprecedented financial support that was given to his campaigns for those U.S. Senate races, well over, listen to this, folks, I did not know this, $200 million John James' campaign received to run for U.S. Senate against Debbie Stabenow, which he lost, and then to run against Gary Peters and lost again. And those losses, folks, came in consecutive elections. He lost to Stabenow in 18. He lost to Peters in 2020. It wasn't until 22 where he stepped down, targeted just the 10th congressional district, and won that election to go to Washington. He was elected again after being elected first time in 22. He was elected again in November 24. Well, just basically 5 months later, 4 months after being sworn in to serve a second term in Congress, April of 2025, John James announced he's running for governor. Going back to their statement, Vance Patrick's statement, chairman of the Oakland County Republican Party, he said Michigan voters rejected his candidacy both times. Elections are about persuading voters. And we cannot ignore John James' history of losing two statewide races and choose him, therefore, to be our nominee for governor this year. Statement goes on to say, at the same time, serious questions have been raised throughout this campaign regarding James's relationships with special interest groups and even foreign governments. Republicans deserve a nominee who can make the case against the Lansing establishment without having to answer questions about whether he's beholden to special interests that do not share the priorities of Michigan families. We believe Perry Johnson offers a different pathway. As a businessman and a political outsider, Perry has built his campaign around ideas that resonate with both Republicans and independent voters. I'm going to stop his statement right here. Folks, you have to understand that the state of Michigan no longer is a majority Republican or Democrat party. Based on recent polling, based on recent election results, do you know who the controlling party is in this state? Independents. People that hate the Republicans just as much as they hate the Democrats. People who are fed up with politicians. Why do you think Mike Duggan ran as an independent for governor this year? Because he realizes the fact that this is the actual numbers. 30%, only 30% of our population are staunch Democrats. 30%. Well, wait a minute, Trucker. Governor Gretchen Whitmer beat Bill Schuette 55-45. She beat Tudor Dixon with basically the same numbers. Obviously, Democrats are 55% of our population. No, they are not. Also, on the other side, only 30% of our population are staunch Republicans. When you add 30% Democrats, 30% Republicans, that's 60% of our voting public. 40% are independents. That's how many people have been ticked off by both parties. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm going to vote for the man or woman. And that's what they did in 2018, and they did it again in 2022. And you know what the independents did to the Republican Party in the 22 midterm election just 4 years ago? They gave the Republicans the middle finger. They flipped the House to Democrat control, and they even took back the state Senate from the Republicans who had had it for 40 years. State senators' majority have been Republican from 1982, Governor Jim Blanchard's days, all the way through Governor Gretchen Whitmer's after her first 4-year term. independents voted overwhelmingly to give the state Senate to the Democrats, gave them the state House, and reelected Governor Gretchen Whitmer, again beating Tudor Dixon 55-45. If you don't pick a candidate on August 4th that can get independent votes, you lose. And I can tell you right now, Jocelyn Benson, who will be the nominee for the Democrats on the August 4th primary to be the next governor, cannot win independents. She's going to get 30% Democrat vote, absolutely guaranteed. 30% of the vote in November 3rd's general election will be Democrat for Benson. The question's going to be, how many percentage independents can she get? Getting back to Vance Patrick's endorsement statement for the Oakland County Republican Party, Perry Johnson can compete at the top of the ticket without depending on the same limited pool of party resources and donor dollars that every statewide campaign must normally fight over. Perry Johnson, folks, is self-funding his campaign. Go to his campaign website, perryjohnson.com. Look for a donate button. You're wasting your time because there isn't one. Perry Johnson is self-funding the primary election and is going to self-fund his November 3rd general election. What does that mean? What that means is every Republican person who wants to donate to a campaign can't donate to Perry Johnson. He is not going to be beholden to anybody. What does that do? It frees up our dollars of donations we would like to make to a Republican candidate go to Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate, state Senate candidates to take back the Senate, and perhaps some congresspeople to make sure we win completely across the board, straight Republican ticket on November 3rd. Every other statewide campaign will get the money, not our governor candidate, Perry Johnson. Vance Patrick goes on to say on this point, this creates an opportunity for more financial support, more volunteer energy, and organizational resources to be directed toward the candidates who will determine control of the legislature, our local government, and even our courts. This money can go towards Michael Warren, Cassandra Bowles Moore, to be able to be the candidates that win in November for Michigan Supreme Court. We're going to continue this statement put out by Vance Patrick, chairman, and I believe his co-chair of the Oakland County Republican Party. Very well written, very detailed, explaining why Oakland County Republican Party has endorsed Perry Johnson on August 4th primary. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.